It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 985.
Happy Chewy Tuesday, friends.
I've forgotten. That's, what a treat I actually had. That's nice. Before we get into the Chewies, can I just say thanks to Yas for sending them today.
This has come all the way from NSW.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New South Wales. When you say NSW, it sounds weird.
It sounds like a retail shop.
Not safe work. Not safe work.
And do you want to open it?
Yeah. Didn't you want to get to something?
No. Well,
what are you going to say?
I was going to say something and then I thought it was too much of a distraction from the Chewies and then...
Unless it's a 10-minute bit.
I was just interested in Orlando Bloom's morning routine.
What's Orlando
up to? You know how I think Pete Evans may have gotten... Who was it that got criticized for the activated almonds?
I mean, Pete Evans.
Do you remember the activated almonds thing?
Yep.
Was it Pete Evans?
Yeah, he's doing the activated almonds thing.
Orlando Bloom's being slammed online for his morning routine, just all the different things.
Activated almonds or no?
It's like there's some chanting, some green smoothies.
Leave them alone.
It's fine.
I had a green smoothie this morning. I wasn't chanting. Okay. Anyway, so this was sent a little while back. It's finally got here. Thank you, Yas. This is her niece's, I think. Ooh, her niece's favorite gum. I've never seen this. Okay. What is that?
Airheads gum. It sort of looks like aeroplane jelly.
All right, I'm going to throw you. Oh, no, the green that's going to make
blue.
You sick.
Okay.
It's blue raspberry.
Oh, yeah, this is going
to... We've done the watermelon to death. I'm looking forward to trying that one, though, but let's try blue raspberry.
Yeah, this looks interesting. Do you know which company makes it?
I guess. Nestle? No, that was the banter in the office yesterday.
There's a little open thing, which is nice.
Parafim? I'm not sure. So, this is... Maybe it's a New South Wales thing. There's a little shop close by that is doing some imports.
Interestingly, when you open the experience is really nice. Look at that. So, it's like... how would you just... Oh, you are going to love this. Oh,
sickening.
Yum.
Sickening
play
smell.
More. Play delicious. Is the tagline. I'm just going
to... I tell you what, there's no tagline that I'm going to buy Chewy over. So...
What do you mean? Like, as in...
Like, you know, once you pop, you can't stop. Like, there's... Mate, it's just stickiness of the name that gets you then thinking about it.
Some Chewy...
Hard to be that person that comes up with some solid branding of a, you know, like a once you pop, you can't stop.
Also hard to get them out of the container. Have you smelt it?
Yeah.
It smells... What does it smell like?
It smells like a lolly. And there's a strip down the middle of something. Mm. Oh, I like it. Soft and then... Oh. Look at that. Look at that. I think it is a lolly down the middle.
I think this is my favorite.
That's amazing.
Was there no sugar?
No, there's 5 calories per serve.
That's fine. Yum. Blue raspberry. 14 sugar-free sticks.
If I give one to Bodhi, he's going to lose his mind. Wow.
That is really yum.
Well, we'll get to the watermelon off camera, but actually, let's do it today.
Yeah, I'm going.
Fuck it. I've opened a case.
With who?
I'm a detective. I've opened a case on my local greengrocer.
Yeah.
Fruit shop man.
Doing a bit of drugs or something?
Well, no, he's not. No, wish. I wish. I sent to our group chat yesterday an epic nacho dish that I made.
That looks amazing.
Real good.
How do you microwave the foil?
I use foil in a tray because for cleaning purposes.
That's really good, yeah.
Getting off cheese from a tray is the worst.
But don't you have to worry about accidentally eating the foil?
Nah, not at all. Because I'm not 4 years old.
What about foil? Like, I sometimes worry if I'm using a fork with foil that I'm going to eat.
Yeah, but I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah.
And so, sure. Play the game. You eat foil. But it's all part of it. Shit it out, you know. But avocados are a good, an important ingredient in nachos. It's on top. You don't cook with it. People who cook people who cook avocado are fucking tweaked.
It's weird. Do you know, I actually heard, I was watching Gordon Ramsay make some Mexican food last night.
Yeah.
And he said, we're using chipotle here. And he's like, you know, the chilies, do you know, the longer you dry them, the longer you leave them in from a cooking perspective. So say you're cooking, the longer you cook, the hotter it's going to be. Did you know that?
Well, I kind of intuitively did, because remember how I was telling you I was cooking with chipotle chilies and I bought the can that wasn't just the pureed version that's not hot, just tastes like smoky chipotle, but the whole chilies in the can, the whole chipotle chili. I took them out of the food as it's cooking because I'm like, that's either going to, I think my logic was that they would fall apart and then just the whole dish would be fucked.
Well, he said, he's like, the Mexicans, they know what's up. They meet the hot heat of the spice with cool ingredients, a fire blanket with your avocado, sour cream or cheese.
He paints the picture, doesn't he? He's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a commentator of a sport.
Yeah.
They just know how to, they know the words.
Mm-hmm. And he created a Mexican egg dish, and I thought this was clever. He sort of had the bed of it, which was beans and all this tomatoey stuff. And then he used the egg in its entirety to create little holes that he could then crack the eggs into, which is clever.
I messed up once. I saw, it's probably on Instagram or Facebook, I saw someone cut an avocado in half, crack an egg into the hole.
Pinterest is big on Pinterest.
Dude, you tell me one success story of that, I'll fucking give you some
air. So, what's the fruit shop case? So, the avocados. So,
real problem with avocados in Melbourne at the moment. Not sure if you're across it. I don't know if it's like a legit problem, but you've got your dark skin ones and your green skin ones.
Yes.
I don't know the names. I just know the colors. One's good, and I've always thought one was bad.
Mm-hmm.
The dark one's good. The lighter green one, I haven't liked.
Well, the lighter green ones, I think the idea is maybe they you can eat them in all seasons. Like, they're just average all the time.
Well, I saw a mate of mine, Fitzy, he posted. And you know something's had some bad branding associated with it when someone posts just saying, guys, give them another go.
Oh, really?
And it was the light green skinned avocados. I've got one right here. This is what they look like.
Yeah.
So, last night, Amy couldn't get one that was ripe or ready to eat from the supermarket.
And do you know how they do it in the supermarket? How you like the ripe versus the unripe ones?
Hand.
So, yeah, you can you touch them, I touch obviously. Them. But also, they put the ripe, really ripe ones at the bottom. So, if you're making guac, I don't know where I learned this, but if you're making guac, they put all the ones at the very bottom, they're the softest ones, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. So, like,
the ripest.
They don't pile up on each other. The way they have them sort of designed is it sort of.
Yeah.
And so, at the bottom.
So, this is one that Amy went to get from the fruit shop. And she's like, darling, she took like half an hour in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. I was waiting with Bodie in the car. Bodie's, where's mom? I'm like, I know. And so, we went and found her and I saw she was at the fruit shop and she got two avocados and she put the trust in this man, the fruit man, and said, yeah, we just need some. And he said, do you want to eat them tonight? And we said, yep. Or Amy said, yep. And so, she bought two avocados, $6 in total, three each, which is like, it's standard. High. Yeah,
Standard in Melbourne.
Standard, but like, I still am like wincing every time, like, oh, fuck, I wish this was $1 or $2. She got them home. She told me that and I felt it. I was like, this guy sold us a car with, a faulty engine. Like him saying, yeah, take these for tonight. Feel this. Just have a little feel. I know this is
he's trying to roll it across.
Try and roll an avocado.
Yeah.
It rolls back to you.
Oh, it feels very soft.
Dude. Amy gave them to me.
This is bruised.
This bloke has knowingly, a fruit shop man. Don't push it too hard because you'll bruise it even more.
You're not going to take this back as evidence, are you?
Have
you cut into it?
No. That was what we got given.
But maybe he's excited. Like, this could be. Can we cut it or no? No.
Yeah.
I just feel like it actually, if it's not brown, it is actually the perfect avocado because this is what you want. Like, when you're making guac, you want it to be really soft and ripe. So, I think he's. potentially giving you something very premium. But let's find out. TJ's got it's lost the little nub on the top.
I just pulled it off.
Okay,
pulled off the knob.
Okay,
ready? So.
Or cut it in half?
In my mind, that is a butchered avocado, and we've been handed over a product that is not, like, in my mind, I'm like, this guy knows. He wants to get rid of his fruit and veg that is about to go off because he's not getting money back from the farmer. I wonder how that works, actually.
Don't know if that's...
Okay. Okay.
So beautiful.
Good color.
It's really good. Like, you could imagine this is the type of avocado...
Yeah.
That you would see spread on some bread.
On Pinterest. So I tell you, there was another one. That I mm-hmm. said there was two.
Yeah.
Putrid. It tasted like...
So were you
like,
annoyed that this one actually looks
well,
okay?
Well, that is the best one out of the two. That's why I brought it into work. But can you try it on a spoon, on that fork? And just tell me, because there's the taste about avocado when it hits your mouth and you're like, oh.
Well, I've had blue... raspberry and watermelons.
But so it's clean. It's cleaned.
Here you go.
All right, here we go. This could be good. Wait for the taste, the aftertaste. That's where it comes in. It's always the after you've had the avocado, something's going on. Talk to me.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I think you could add a little lemon.
Little lemon.
Add some spring onion.
So there's no case to be found.
No. It's actually really good. What were you worried about? That he was...
No, because the taste of the... I opened the other one.
Oh, hang on.
Which was...
I think it tastes like something. Do you want to say what we think it tastes like? In 3,
no, I
don't 2, know. 1,
avocado.
Can you taste like a cummy taste?
Mate, how do you know that?
You know, it's like that chloriney...
So you say it tastes like the smell?
Yeah. Hang on. Oh, no, he's just flipped it over. That one. Yep.
Yeah, there's something about it, dude.
Taste it? Maybe that's avocado.
No, there's an aftertaste to that. Sorry. That's a waste of $3 in my eyes.
And so is this, so your mate that posted about the avocados. Yeah, are you getting that?
Not
that load? You're not getting it?
No, not the one you're saying, but there's definitely something there. Just it's an aftertaste of an avocado.
Is it a bit yolky?
Yeah. It's like
a bit eggy.
Well, yeah, because egg can stay in your mouth and has that sort of taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
You don't like it. And so what are you going to do about it? Just not go back?
Nothing. Just talk a bitch about it on this podcast.
And so did you learn anything from it? So these are the ones that your mate was saying, give them another go?
Yes. And I've learned, don't give them another go.
Did you message him?
I've actually unfriended him. Absolutely not. I'll send him this podcast. Fitzy, mate, you've lost your mind. You buy them rock hard and next day they're gone. They're back, they're soft, and then it's too late. It's like they ripen overnight when they know you could be eating them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gordon Ramsay actually, one of his cool hacks, he created this like a Mexican soup and then he got, you know, like tortilla chips. Have you ever made tortilla chips?
No, but I've not tortilla chips like the Mexican vibe, but I've got flatbread, salt and pepper, garlic, like wiped over it, yum, olive oil drizzled, put it in, got them crispy.
Yeah, so he did that. He store-bought tortillas, lay them out. You put some like paprika or something, something red or whatever, put it in the oven for a few minutes. They go nice and crispy. They looked really good actually.
Dude. Mate, I saw the best, it must be his daughter, Gordon Ramsay, the TikTok. Did you see that? Where she's got some ball and she's like trying to put it into the bottle and then she's like smashes the ball on the lid of the open lid of the bottle that has water in it and holds it down next to it like a magic trick. And then he looks in it and she squeezes it and then smashes an egg. Oh, no, that's what she's holding, an egg. She's holding an egg to put it into the bottle like a magic trick. Watch this, Dad. I'll put an egg into a bottle. You can't get it through that hole. Yes, you can. And she fucks him up.
There's a real taste of that avocado. Not happy. Dude. Gordon Ramsay and his daughter, they do a lot of fun stuff
like that.
Yeah. It's like he appears in most of them. He's jacked.
Mate.
Really looks after himself. Could have been what Simon Cowell could have looked like.
He broke his back, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He also went real hard on
Did he?
All the face stuff, you know?
Oh,
that?
yeah.
Do you remember seeing the photos?
Yeah. You can go both ways with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can really just abuse it in the worst possible way.
If a plastic surgeon said, hey, TJ would love to give you something.
Yeah.
One sort of, what would you call it?
A procedure.
Procedure. What would you pick? Yeah,
elective.
Mm-hmm. Or would you say, my mate Josh needs a mouth?
No. It would have to be visual. Like, you could see it.
We can't fix personality. That's what you're wanting to
Well.
Yeah, no.
Do you have to be able to see it? Like, is it a nose job? Is it?
That could be anything.
Okay.
Can I guess? So, something that's not visible.
Oh, plastic surgery. Yeah, I guess that's. Yeah, no. I've got it.
Is it injecting something?
No.
Okay.
I'm not one of those fuckheads.
Now, what is that?
I would, just because it falls under it, get a nose job to realign it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got punched and it's kind of like slightly off.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to fix the sinuses because it's got that deviated septum.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got, no, not deviated septum. It's like something. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. George, didn't he say that
That's right.
Half the population have deviated septum?
But then I worried about celebrities that snort so much coke that they fucking deviate their septum or something. Yeah. Anyway, I'd get that sorted.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of those things like, opting to, I could go and get my, like, one side, other side, different, dude. Yeah. And I got punched from this side, broke the nose in that bone. And this side, you can feel like a callous bone from where it's recovering.
Really? Have you ever thought about, do you snore?
Well, for some reason, I've been snoring a bit lately. Amy's pulled me up.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she's sleeping light. So, maybe I've just been getting away with it for a long time.
Would you try an experiment for me?
What?
It's very inexpensive. So, I was watching a YouTuber that's been taping his mouth shut at night.
That's
better sleep.
That is the dumbest shit.
What? No, it's actually really good because think about it. Breathing through your nose, you were telling me, was it? I feel like I was doing some breathing exercises and you were saying, breathe through your nose. I can't remember what that was about. But
a lot of the go-to breathing practices aren't inhaling through your mouth.
Yeah.
You go through your mouth and you might be able to let it out through your mouth.
Yeah.
Let it go in through your nose, let it out through your mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Would you
absolutely just for one
night?
Not,
just one for one night? That could be fun.
No way. What if it went bad? Like, what if
so you can actually go to the pharmacist and get lip tape, like specifically designed for this.
Get
the dailytalkshow.com if you've done this.
So what's the lip tape for snoring? Here we go. Oh my God, it's like a full. That is the dumbest thing. He looks just like he's got a little white mouth.
Mm. Yeah.
It's so stupid. You can then get a chin and mouth strap. I understand that. Other things where you put some, it looks like earplugs, but you put them into your nostrils.
Mm.
I think there's almost like anti-snoring sleep stickers, Gentle Mouth from eBay. It's definitely
you don't want them from eBay, do you?
No way, dude. It seems like it's like a bunch of.
Mm. I feel like that would be made of asbestos. You know,
I know. It feels like factories have just gone, well, that sells. Let's fucking make shitloads of that.
Mm-hmm.
Next minute,
but
you've got
getting the good one. Like, if you got the good ones from the pharmacist, I think it would be fun for you to try. Because he actually woke up. Ali Abdal was the guy who did it. He woke up feeling refreshed
because breathing through his mouth.
Yes, through his nose. Like, he felt like dry. He always woke up dry, and so he covered. Yeah,
like exactly.
I've actually been thinking about getting a sleeping device.
What kind?
One that would help with my temperature.
Oh.
The chili pad.
You put into your bed?
Yes.
Who was talking about that recently? Fuck. Someone was asked, what do you do? It was a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a UFC fighter. Swears by this thing in his bed.
Mm-hmm. It has like water or whatever in it. Like, so I was looking at it and then it looked like a sleep apnea device. Like, it looked very sort of medical. Mm. You put water into this plumbing thing, like this sort of box that then has these tubes and it feeds through and you can get a half queen version, so your partner can be on the other side not feeling anything, and you can have your temperature dialed in.
And so, I mean, athletes use them. Mm-hmm. Josh Jansen uses them.
I mean, it's a classic. I just feel...
How much are they?
Under $500.
I mean, that's pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. If it's changing your sleep, I just run hot, but then I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? First step, just having a fully cold shower before going to bed, and that will just regulate a little bit.
It'll bring your core temperature right down. Yeah.
Because I have been feeling lately that just so sweaty when I wake up.
Mm.
I don't know what's happening.
Mm. Interesting.
Do you sweat?
Oh. Yeah, but I run real hot, but I'm usually leg out
or
completely out.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with the window open last night was heaven
for
a little bit, just with the rain, pitter-pattering.
No police raids or anything
like that? No police raids, just heaven until 1 a.m. when Bodie comes in screaming. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's the deal.
I mean, the there is something so soothing about the rain.
Well, you can use it. I've never got around the sound effect thing, like playing the rain sounds. It's nice for a little bit, but then I guess if you struggle sleeping, I don't think we're two blokes that struggle sleeping.
No.
And so, it's a real issue.
But even I've made the mistake of doing sort of a rain sound effect, but then, or like a thunderstorm. But the problem is it's just playing everything that's so thunderstruck, thunderstruck, like just like
a Spotify playlist
of songs that have thunder in them. So it's
you're not a fucking animal.
It's not a great solution in that way.
I gotta run.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's just called me.
Okay, which Chewy do you think is your favorite?
Definitely the blue raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is crazy good, but like crazy naughty good. I can't eat that all the time. Like, I'd be sick.
It tastes like a school canteen.
It does. Mm-hmm. It tastes like a fun park.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like a carnival
mm-hmm.
in your mouth.
Where are they from, did you say?
Well,
are they from, like, any specific supermarket?
She didn't mention it.
Airheads gum.
Airheads gum. Here we
go. Guys, if you're trying to get into Chewy's.
Joy's Delight. You can buy them. You can buy them online, $3.50 a pack from Australia. That sounds reasonable.
Can you buy them like at a normal supermarket?
Candy Time, USA Foods. Oh, they must be American. They're at USA Foods. The same playful, tangy Airheads flavors you love now in every stick of Airheads gum. Must be American.
That's really good. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Yas.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you, guys.